All the rest of them junk. It said that David was already tending to the sheep. And it's not an easy thing tending to the sheep. You may not like me tonight. You may not like me tonight, but I know I'm on what God wants me to say. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, when you tend to the sheep, it's going to take your time that you have with your honey. It's going to take your time that you have with your money. She's going to take your time. That's why he said, I have given you pastor out of my own heart. Praise the Lord. They're going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. It said that David was tending to the sheep. David was already tending to the sheep. God knows everything. He knew that David was already tending to the sheep. The man of God didn't know, but God already knew that David was tending to the sheep. And if you're any kind of man of God or woman of God, you should smell like sheep. Oh, you may not like me tonight. You may tell me to quit. I don't know. Looking at me, mind is strained tonight. But what about the things of God? What about the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue as God give you the uttering? Praise the Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. What about that prayer? That ain't important to you. See, that was wrong right now. You got the wrong thing. Your mind is on the wrong thing. He says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And he said, I will, you know what he said? I add all things to you. I bless you coming in. I bless you going out. Praise the Lord. If you put me first. But many times, praise the Lord is not first on our list, and you may not like me tonight. He ain't the first on my list. God way down there to the bottom of my list. But we want so many things from the Lord. Well, in the Bible says, if I go in the prayer room and shut the door and pray to God, which sees in the spirit, praise the Lord, see secretly, he going to reward me openly. That's what God wants you to do, to go in that prayer room. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to go in the prayer room. Because when you're in there, praise the Lord, then God going to show you something that you ain't going to like. He going to show you you. He going to show you you, praise the Lord. Yeah, God wants you to go in that prayer room and shut the door. And pray to God. And when you pray to him, then he's going to tell you something about yourself, praise the Lord, that you already know. But he's going to tell you about yourself, praise the Lord. Show you what you need to get rid of, praise the Lord. Say, you brought all this stuff in here, praise the Lord, to the altar, praise the Lord. He begin to go tell you, say, get rid of this and get rid of that, praise the Lord. I want to strip you, praise the Lord, out of everything, praise the Lord. Everything, I want to strip you. What God want to do, he want to strip somebody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, too heavy, praise the Lord.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314. Or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Now behold the Lamb. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Right here, right now.
more.
Right. All right. Let us all stand. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Say thank you, Jesus, because it was your grace, see, Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord, for allowing us to be here. Let us be grateful to be here. Lord, nobody else but you could have made it happen. Lord, we ask right now for preaching power. Lord, let something be said that'll draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and not drive them away. Lord, make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board. Give me what you want me to say. Let it not be from me, but from you through me. This prayer I pray in the name of Jesus. And we all say amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Giving honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yes. To Dr. Huey Lawson, yes. First Lady Emeritus, Deaconess Martha Lawson, yes, sir. Reverend Rodney Lennox, Minister Cindy Humphrey, yes. Reverend Kimberly Mock, and all of you. Yes. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. And due to our scheduling today, we know that it is Communion Sunday. Very important. We don't want to rush through that. So I would rather make the sermon brief than to make that particular liturgic ceremony brief, because we need to take our time with that. Let me say to you, we live in a climate today where it's cool to belittle people. I mean, it used to be so you might think something, but you wouldn't say it. But now, due to our political climate, if you think somebody ain't worth 15 cents, you can say it. So they say. On the internet, on the telephone, KLB News, on the radio, in your car, it has become cool to down people. You ain't got this, you ain't got that, you ain't this color, you ain't that color. You're not from here, you're not from there. It's cool to be little folks. But let me say this to you. It might be cool among us, but it ain't cool with God. Amen? Amen. You just, you know, if we could legislate morality, all us be in jail. Can I get a witness? Amen. We'd all be locked up. But we just can't do that. But let me say this. We can love with the agape love of Jesus. And all the time, I hope you understand this, all the time, you don't even have to like somebody to love them. And I hope you understand where I'm coming from. You can still love them. Amen. Amen, because that agape love is a whole lot higher than just like. It's a whole lot higher than just hanging out with.
Yes, it is.
Don't let anybody belittle you. You are important. You are somebody. And right in the middle of your Bible, I want to go to a little psalm just for a little while, and we'll get on out of here. Psalm 117. It's small and may be looked at as being insignificant. Like the hierarchy in our country looks at some of us. Small, insignificant, not important. But let me say this. You can have the power of Jesus and nobody and nothing anybody says can deter that. Amen?
Amen.
Psalm 117, right in the middle of your Bible. It's a chapter within itself. It reads like this. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endure it forever. Praise ye the Lord. We use just for a little while a little phrase, small but powerful.
Yes.
Amen. Because let me say this, you can praise your way through anything.
Amen.
You can praise your way through insults.
That's right.
You can praise your way through being excluded. You can praise your way through a school that they say you're not good enough to go through. You can praise your way through that promotion that they won't give you. Because you might be looked at as being small. Does not mean you can't be powerful. This is a well-known scripture in the Bible, and it's known for being the shortest chapter in the whole Bible. Yes, it's a chapter. It's anonymous. Not David or Solomon or any of the so-called big shots. Amen. It may have been written by just a regular member of the choir. Huh? You know, or one of the musicians even. But its power is in its inclusiveness. It includes everybody. Doesn't leave anybody out. It mentions no specific people. It is simplistic in context, but varied in nature. Jews, Gentiles alike. So many other psalms say things like, hear ye, O Israel, or listen, O Judah. It puts a tag on the people it's directed to. But this particular psalm does not do that. That may be because of the author's upbringing and his association. But here's a little passage that steps out of the box, steps out of the political box, out of the neighborhood box, out of the finance box, out of the educational box. It speaks to everybody, no matter where you are, where you come from, what you do for a living, what color of your skin, big, fat, tall, or short. Everybody. Its writer, though not famous, displays an unselfishness that can only come from God, because we're selfish people.
Yes.
Amen. But as prolific as the rest of the Psalms are, they are prolific, there are none more profound than 117.
Yes.
Psalms is a songbook right in the middle of your Bible.
Yes.
Temple worship in Jerusalem was accompanied by singing, like we do. And we know that singing can help to usher in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir.
And for that matter, the choir sang beautifully this morning. You know, Psalms is something that helps to relieve us sometimes of our burdens. It helps to soothe us when we need soothing. And the reason why the book of Psalms is so beautiful is because it's simply words to songs. And many of the Psalms have been put to songs. David wrote most of the Psalms. We all know David's story. Since he was probably a musician in the choir, or one of them, he may have arranged most of the music even. But here's this little bitty song stuck in the middle of this great book that speaks to the whole world, speaks to all of us. Good things really do come sometimes in small packages. Amen. And a good song doesn't have to have a whole lot of verses. Amen. Just has to say something worth saying.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness?
That's right.
In theological schools, they teach a concept of getting the most thought from some of the smallest passages. Amen. Amen. First, let's look at our scripture here. Let's look at the word praise. That's the first thing. Oh, praise the Lord. We see that it's given credit to whom credit is due. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. Because if you have a mortgage on your house, amen, and you've got credit with a mortgage company, amen, every month you got to give credit to who credit is due. Amen. You're not going to send your mortgage payment to the utility company. You're going to send it where it's supposed to be sent. So we need to give praise where praise is due, and that's God. Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
After that, it names the person that's worthy of that credit. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And now we can say God, or we might say Jehovah. We might say Allah. We might even say Yahweh. But we know that he is the supreme being.
Yes, yes.
Whatever you choose to call him, we know that he's the supreme being, and he's the one that deserves all of our credit.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. On Thursday, we might give the doctor a few attaboys if he does a good job.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But we're going to give God the praise. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Now we look at the next thing. It says, all ye nations. All ye nations. We realize that nobody has a monopoly on the Lord. I don't care what religion or denomination says that you, if you don't belong to that particular church, you might not be going to heaven. Amen. But the Bible says, judge ye not, lest ye be judged. Amen. And I don't care what denomination they come from. I'm here to tell you that we're all entitled to grace and mercy. I didn't say it. The choir didn't say it. God said it. He loves everyone. And he's available to you and me. Amen. I don't have anything against Catholic folks. Amen. But I ain't got to pray to the Pope. Can I get a witness? If he came to Alexandria tomorrow, I might go and shake his hand, but I ain't going to pray to him. You can pray to God in the name of Jesus. All ye people is what it says.
Yes.
It says, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people. Now listen, we know that even though you might live in a God-fearing nation, like we do, we know that everybody is not God-fearing. Amen. all ye people, black, white, red, yellow, brown, listen, even a non-God-fearing person today, if your praise is true and it's sincere, it can affect that person to where tomorrow he'll be a God-fearing person. Let me retract that. Later on today, he might be a God-fearing person. Can I get a witness? So don't stifle your praise. You don't have to wear a t-shirt or a sign on your back. Amen. But people know who you are. They know whose you are by your actions, by your love, by the way you talk, by the way you walk. Praise ye the Lord. You might be small in somebody else's eyesight, but through God, you're powerful. Now we see in verse 2, it says, his merciful kindness is great toward us. We realize his goodness is aimed at us, his people. Huh? Because God doesn't need anything. When you stay away from church, you ain't hurting God. Amen. When you don't pay your tithes, you ain't hurting God. You know, some of us, we got this thing backwards. Well, I do this and that. Look, God doesn't need us. We need him. Some of us choose to step away from God's care. But that doesn't mean that God goes anywhere. Amen. But if we move out of the circle of grace, amen, that's on us. Can I get a witness? Amen. Now let's look at the verse that says the truth of the Lord. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Listen, we need to be able to handle the truth. Huh? The truth is there's no excuse for us not to be saved. Huh? Everything's been laid out already. We don't have an excuse. Money can't be an excuse. Where you live, how you were raised can't be an excuse. Jesus came and died for all of us. The truth is sometimes we want to play church on a Sunday and play crazy the rest of the week. But I've got a little chapter that's small and powerful. When we get through talking about all of that stuff, then we go back to how this little chapter began. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. When I think about praise, I think about God loving us so much that he gave us his only begotten son. And I think about those 33 and a half years that he tabernacled, that's what my daddy used to say, tabernacled down here. Yeah. Amen. And I think about how they bum-wrapped him, arrested him on some false charges. Think about how they marched him from Judgment Hall, that's a courthouse, by the way, one courthouse to the other courthouse. Nobody would speak up for Jesus. And I think about the fact that he came to save us, but all we wanted to do is kill him. Can I get a witness? Psalm 117 says that we're small and we're powerful, and we've got the ability to be saved, all ye nations. But that didn't happen by happenstance. That came through Jesus. That's the blood of Jesus. And if he hadn't died for you and me, you would have had to be a Jew in order to be saved, and you'd have to reside maybe in Israel in order to be saved. But Jesus came and died for me, little old chocolate me, and he died for you. I don't care if you grew up in Woodside, Samtown, anybody from the Sonya Quarters, Charles Park even, Lower Third, he came so you'd be small and powerful. If you feel small, that's all right. But I'm here to tell you, you got the power, the power, the power of Jesus. Can I get a witness? When they marched him up the hill, to